Welcome, people. How are ya? Gee, you look pretty good, but you might want to stop eating that junk food you're eating. Speaking of junk food, something just happened to me. I thought, you know, I'll take the car down and get myself a McDonald's. Sometimes I like a bit of the old messy burger, but it was a rather expensive burger, because I went to start the car out of eating the burger, and it wouldn't start. Just click, click, click. And I'm insured with the AA, and the AA is a road repair service here, and I thought I'd had cover for that, but I don't. And after spending 20 minutes on the phone, oh, and by the way, I didn't take a phone with me, so I had to borrow one. So I had to get some AA cover just so somebody could come down and look at my vehicle that was parked in McDonald's car park. But the AA arrived, and finally they found out the problem was the battery. Now I could have gone to Halfords and got myself a battery and then come all the way back and installed it, but I thought, geez, you know, I'm getting old for all that running around. So the AA people had a battery on board, and it was an expensive one. It was a Bosch. So just going down to get a quick burger took me about 3 hours and cost me a fortune. So I can't wait until tomorrow morning, which is Monday, for the work guys to say, hey, how was your weekend? Boy, God, they're gonna get it. But anyway, that's just a side thing. So let's talk about censorship. And hey, that top you're wearing is a bit low, isn't it, buddy? No, specifically the censorship on UT. You guys know what UT is, don't ya? Man, they're always using something to censorship, aren't they? Now they're using hate speech, and who determines it's hate speech? Well, they do. But it's kind of a funny censorship, and I'll let you know why. So if somebody writes down or leaves a comment that says, Femons are dishonest, that comment disappears. But if they post a comment saying, Men are dishonest, that stays. That's kind of funny censorship, isn't it? That's kind of like gender censorship, isn't it? Certainly isn't equal censorship. But that's the way it is on UT. You can say anything you like about men, but you can't say anything that puts Femons in bad light in any way. I mean, that's not biased censorship at all, is it? Of course, the CEO of UT is a Femon. And of course, if a person thinks that Femons are dishonest and the post disappears, that person will completely forget about it, won't they? Of course not. They'll still think Femons are dishonest. But that's the thinking in the female brain. But if you don't believe me, you just try it yourself and see what happens. But there seems to be loads of goddamn videos out there that show us Femons for their true nature. So even though they're trying to censorship the truth will still get through. But UT is a dying ship anyway. It's so big though, it's taken a long time to die. It's got rid of all the creators on there. The only thing that will be left on UT is ads. And I don't go on UT very much anymore, but even I've noticed the videos are all the same videos. They haven't got that many videos to offer you. And what with the gender censorship, which is ridiculous, they are going to go the way of the dodo. And now they have new checks, of course, checking to see what you're saying in the video. Not only what you're showing, but what you're saying. And it takes longer to upload one now. The CEO of YouTube is obviously a control freak. And if this video bypasses their censorship, I'd be amazed. But I don't care anymore. YouTube is dying, and I don't want to die with it. And that's all I have to say about that. Goodbye.